Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you. The Lord says counselor. The Lord says healer around thee. The Lord says that I'm smoothing things out in this season. The Lord says all shall be well. The Lord says you are such a carrier, and yet you carry so much of other individuals. And yet, though sometimes it can be burdensome and tiresome, why must people always come to me? And yet, God says, I will teach you and show you how to begin to relieve the stress so that you don't carry other people's problems and situations. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee, that I strengthen thee in this hour. And it seems that you may be spending more time with co-workers and employees or employers. For the Lord says, you're in a season of networking. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee, that prepare. Because there's a shifting that is happening in this season. The Lord said, I'm bringing you into a season of power and authority. And you'll see that as you move forward, even to the month of October, that the Lord said there's going to be some things that you're going to need to begin to rewrite, review, revisit, redo, and possibly reschedule. So go with the flow, because it seems like plans are going to be changing left and right. Now, you're going to see this also in the lives of people. They will say one thing and do something else. But yet God says, don't make a mountain out of a molehill. Stay centered in the Lord and let peace and harmony have its place in thee. For the Lord says, I desire to bring greater harmony to even your domestic life in that season. For the Spirit says, let no one disturb you. Master your emotions, because it seems like you could be emotionally intense, or emotions can be intense during that season. And so you must guard your emotions that you don't say something haphazardly, just saying it out of an emotional state, and that's going to be key for you. Because God says during the month of October, in the middle of November, it's going to be a time of a spiritual quest. It's going to be a time you're going to learn to manage things. It's going to be a time where the Lord says you must stay in his presence, because he says he wants to bring you to a greater realm and a greater dimension in him, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. And I further hear Father God saying in this season, be mindful. Be mindful in conversation and be mindful in communicating. For Father God says this is the season where he's clearing up any misunderstandings or any confusion concerning communication. Father God says this is the season to stay focused. And Father God says this is the season to balance. For Father God says you'll be balancing home as well as career. Father God says this is the season to begin to upgrade your skills. I hear Father God saying, be more ambitious. Don't be afraid to be assertive in this season and to push forward to the things that you desire. For Father God says there's going to be balance concerning family, home, relationships, and partnerships. And I hear Father God saying, this is the season where you're going to begin to negotiate some things in greater favor and greater wisdom. I do hear Father God saying, this is also the season to pick back up the education. For Father God says, your education is not over. Father God says, this is the season to ask and it shall be given. Knock and the doors will be open. Now, if you've been considering the getaway, I hear Father God saying favor concerning the retreating this season. For Father God says higher spiritual ideals. For God says study to show yourself approved. And I hear Father God says go for it. Whatever it is that you desire, Father God says go for it. Now, I do hear Father God saying don't make any hasty decisions. Don't force any issues in this season, for Father God says time is on your side. I do hear Father God says this is the season to stay positive. Father God says the positive attitude is going to take you to the next level in the season. Be optimistic. Be encouraged. For Father God says be ye encouraged in this season, for all things are worked out for your good. I hear Father God saying don't make any sudden decisions or don't react suddenly concerning anything. For Father God says this is the season to even move in confidence. Father God says be mindful to speak mindfully. Father God says, don't be overcritical in this season. Father God says, avoid pettiness in this season. Avoid petty communications, gossip, murmuring. For Father God says, be open-minded in this season. For Father God says, you're at the next level. Father God says, this is the season to also stay focused on your health. Father God says, eat properly, get enough rest, drink enough water, and balance things out. And I further hear Father God saying, Stay focused on your responsibilities. Don't neglect any responsibilities concerning family, work, even be mindful of your friends in this season. Be very considerate in this season, for Father God says he's bringing you to the next level. And I hear Father God saying this is also the season to speak up and be heard. Father God says speak and be heard in this season, and you're going to move in success and blessings. And that is the word of the Lord.
Dear friend, I want to thank you once again for the miracle seed. Before the prophetic thing comes forth, know that great things are in store for thee. And you will see and know that the hand of the Lord is with thee as he's leading you and as he's guiding. For the Lord says, I bring you into a season of a fresh start. I bring you into a season of renewal. I bring you into a season and a time where the pieces of the puzzle are coming together. For the Lord says, know that success is on the horizon. Let go of the old ideas about how things should progress and begin to step into the new. A season and a time where the Lord says you will leave the past to step into a brand new future. For I see wonderful things coming your way. For the Lord says, rest assured that many fabulous things are yet to come. For the Lord says, I shall cause you to glow and to grow. And as I cause you to grow and to flow, you'll see brand new cash flow. For I will bring you to a season of expansion and harmony. For the Lord says, don't be swayed, don't look to the left, and don't look to the right. Promotion is at hand. With every attack, you'll see promotion elevation. For the signals are clear, saith the Lord. The signals are clear. They're right before thee. Big professional victory that will unleash your financial potential as your career is about to skyrocket. Now let's prepare for the word of the Lord from the team of the prophets. God bless.
God bless you, Elder Irma. I just hear God saying, this is the time I see travel for you. I see something going on with land. I don't know if there's an upgrade in your house or home living situation. But God said, this is the time that he is preparing you for travel, transition. And everything is favorable and favorable in the workplace and increase. I see God bringing increase to you, and that's the word of the Lord.
Amen, Elder Irma. I so agree with the word that has been spoken. For I heard Father God saying favor concerning renewal. So Father God says, go through your documentation. I hear Father God saying there's a favor coming concerning a renewal. I hear Father God saying stability and stabilizing, and Father God says he's stabilizing some things in your home. The Lord said that this is the season of increased favor. Review documents in this season. Anything having, I so agree with the prophet that has spoken, anything having to do with land, property, upgrade. I even hear Father God saying family business and family businesses. So Father God says whatever this is, it's not over. Because Father God says you've gotten favor on the God. So Father God says this is the season to do your homework, to do your research, and to follow through. Because Father God says what was meant for your harm is going to actually multiply you and your greatness. And that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Elder Irma. Thank you for the seed of $122. Success, success, and favor. You will rise to the top. I give you strength in this season. I give you my glory in this season. And you're going to have the ability to see things. You're going to have the ability to know things and see things in advance. You're going to have the ability to even go with the flow, but you will rise to the top. Because God says, when the dust is settled, you will rise to the top. Some unresolved things is being done in this season. God says, you're clearing away the clutter. You're clearing away the clutter with some kind of an unresolved issue or relation issues or something surrounding even family. And as you apply the anointing that I have placed inside of thee and your gift, you're going to find that you're going to see more success even in your work, saith the Lord of hosts. And there's something surrounding women that's going to favor you, that's going to favor you. For I bring you into a threshold of victory. I bring you into a threshold of mastery, even in your thoughts, but also in your emotions, saith the Spirit of the Most High. Oh, your prophetic gifting is going to the next level. Yes. Oh, yeah, many will call you thee. Many will look to thee. Oh, many will say, yes, that is the seer. That is the prophetess. Yes. For it's coming forth. And that is the word of the Lord. For he said, I heard your prayers, and I grant thee in this season. Be at peace, and know that all is well. All is well. Bless you, Elder Irma.